CRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. CRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners from all around the world. This is CRIB English Radio, the program of Viewpoint. I am Beetan here. Again, I'm honored to be the host of today's episode. And here with me, there are two dear guest speakers, Sheikh Rouhani and Brother Ali here with me. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you for being here with me. And as you know, again, this episode, we're going to talk about something really common among our youth generation, a problem maybe we can call it, because as you know, in this modern world, we are facing depression more than any time in the human history. Depression wasn't that much accepted as a disease, but nowadays, as it is so spread around among people around the world, actually in psychological aspects and even biological aspects, we assume it and we actually name it as some spiritual and a psychological disease that I think all of the people around the world have actually gone through this in every period of their life. I don't want to go through the reasons of this depression that we feel, especially in this generation nowadays, but actually I want to go through the ways that we can prevent this disease from going and spreading around. And one of these things that I think is confronted and facing this depression is social happiness, the thing which actually is a bit ignored, I think, in our society and in the world. So let's have an explanation first about this social happiness and then go through other parts of it. Sheikh Rouhani, I'm all ear.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, this social happiness or exhilaration is, of course, significant and important that should be discussed and should be dealt with by the scholars, of course. And if we look at this question from this perspective, that how can we achieve this happiness in our life, it seems that happiness or feeling of satisfaction is a kind of feeling. When something is a kind of feeling, it is mostly something internal, it's not something external. I mean, by the outside of your feeling, I mean outside of your mind, if there are some facilities, some, let's say, opportunities for you, of course, it sometimes might make you happy, but what matters most is this, that this specific kind of feeling that you have is important. This feeling of satisfaction, where does it come from? Since sometimes we have the richest people in the world, the most popular people, the most rich people, the most, let's say, wealthy people, but they are not satisfied, you know, they are not happy. They are always with full of depression. They are always using different kinds of tablets and, let's say, different kinds of medicines to cure themselves because of this kind of disease. Finally, sometimes even they kill themselves or they die out of this usage of different medicines. So now this question is that how can we bring happiness in our life? Can it come to us with the facilities, with material facilities? It's really difficult to say yes. Rather, it seems that feeling of satisfaction or feeling of happiness or exhilaration is something that comes from within our heart, from within our mind. We have sometimes some people who are very much happy in their lives, but they are not fully, let's say, their life is not fully facilitated, you know? I mean,
yeah.
they do not enjoy a very luxury life. But still they are happy, and those people who have the most luxurious life, they regret and they wish the life of this simple life of these people. So that's why it seems that feeling of satisfaction or feeling of happiness is something that might come from our worldviews, our, let's say, perspective, our, let's say, perception of our life, our world, our position, our duties, responsibilities in the world, let's say, the meaning of life that we define for ourselves, that we try to achieve, the efforts that we make to achieve those meaning for our life, to have a meaningful life. So, of course, if you have true beliefs, true ideas, then you can have true kind of life. Whenever you live truly in this world, you enjoy your life. You will be happy. You will have a kind of feeling of happiness. If you live wrongly in this world and you know that this system or this way that you live is something wrong, and of course you're always worried about it, you're always with lots of depression, with lots of hopelessness, and because you feel that you're living like a criminal in this world, and that's why
it's a bit too harsh, isn't it?
And then you cannot feel happy, you know. This is the problem. But if you live truly in this world, based on true kind of beliefs, true worldview, true kind of teachings and doctrines and principles and values, of course, then you enjoy your life. That's why in our Shi'i school of thought, Ahlul Bayt school of thought, we believe that if you follow truly the Ahlul Bayt, of course, you will
find the true happiness, the
pleasure, you will enjoy the life with lots of pleasures
and happiness. Thank you, Sheikh Rouhani, for your elaboration on the content of happiness. Actually, happiness is really complicated nowadays because we can see many people with high level of facilities, money, and even some celebrities that they are not happy, just they commit suicide and so on. And all of these things are the proof to whatever you told up to here. And so there should be some true meaning of happiness, which is divided and separated from all the outer standards that we set up to here, like money, like facility or anything. And as you told, there is this Islamic point of view on happiness that we have to go through the true path that actually is matched with our personality and humanity. And what do you think, Brother Ali, about the Islamic point of view in this regard of this social vitality and happiness that we lack in this modern world?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Happiness is one of the basic human emotions that plays a decisive role in ensuring the health of the human body, the human being, and also the society. Happiness, regardless of how it is being acquired, it can improve physical health of the person. So we see that happy people usually make better decisions, feel more secure, and actually more vital, and have a cooperative spirit in the society. So this is quite tangible for us to see. So happiness, there is no doubt that it has a very important role in one's life. But the basis of the creation of the whole universe and the existence is in such a way that actually it automatically provides a sense of happiness for the people. The sunrise, or the gentle morning, or pleasant spring, or a beautiful waterfalls, or the nature, looking at the nature, or the sea, the kind of peace and tranquility that looking at the sea gives to a human being. Or colorful flowers and the connection of the two people when they come together, whether they are, for example, a couple or two old friends that when they meet each other. So these bring happiness to a person. So suppose a person is lacking all of these elements and at least is indifferent towards all of these things. So what would be the outcome? I mean, the person would not feel this sort of happiness inside himself or herself. And one more element of happiness that we have been ordered in our Islamic teachings is that we, the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt, are happy with whatever actually makes the Ahlul Bayt happy. In the times of, for example, giving birth to one of the noble imams, or even when we have been, for example, we have been ordered to be happy in such occasions. And really, it brings a sense of happiness for us. And we are all happy when we have some congregations and some assemblies, and we are happy on those ceremonies. Though some even better incidents also occur in opposite, but now since our discussion is about the happiness, so we are talking about this. But the limits that Islam defines for happiness is that we, a person, a Muslim, a duty-bound person, should not indulge in excess, that is, in extravagance, in happiness. So, for example, Islam suggests us to have such happiness, for example, in halal and, for example, halal relations or communications. So Islam disagrees with the kind of happiness that comes from the, for example, the other way, that is the haram ways. As, for example, talking and making, for example, jokes with the ones who are non-mahrams. So no, Islam is not with them. But the kind of, for example, morale that you have, or the way that, for example, you want to be happy with the people who belong to you, or your friends, or the ones who are mahram to you, at least. These are the ways that are suggested and actually are recommended to strengthen. So, but if we want to categorize different types of happiness, we can actually define them in three. We can actually categorize them in three ways. Passing happiness, the kind of happiness that actually usually passes very soon and ends very soon. Also, the emotional happiness, the happiness which actually are embedded with emotions. Again, they are a bit maybe longer than the passing ones. But the ones that are usually permanent kind of happiness. We have been ordered to focus on these deep and permanent forms of happiness. There are too many things that are permanent. I mean, they bring us permanent happiness, and we can focus on them. I mean, as Imam Ali alayhi salam in a narration said, that the happiness of a mu'min, the happiness of a person, is in gaining something that he will never lose it. So is there, I mean, in the universe and existence, that thing that gives us happiness and we cannot lose them? Yes, definitely. For example, the kind of relation that we can make due to deep prayer with the Creator. This kind of happiness, we might not be able even to describe it. I refer to a statement that has been said from the great and the late Ayatollah Bahjat, that he said, actually, what he said might have happened for himself. He said the things that some believers or some mystics gain in the status of prostration is something that they are not ready even to exchange it with the kingdom of the whole world.
Yeah.
So what kind of happiness that or joy and ecstasy is he talking about? That you are not ready to change it with something which is, I mean, the whole property of the world is under you. Right? So this happiness might be something else. Once, for example, one of the mystics was asked that, how can you describe us this happiness that you are talking about, this sense that you are too happy that, for example, in the perfected way of it, for example, when a person meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, for example, suppose that you are going to eat a delicious food. The kind of happiness or the kind of, let's say, joy that you gain from that food, how long does it take? For example, for 10 minutes or half an hour or 1 hour or 2 hours at most, right? You still have that beautiful taste that you have just eaten, right? He said that collect those hours and minutes of happiness that you had and experienced. Multiply them by 1,000, multiply them by 1,000, multiply them by 1,000. Yeah. Still, you will not find that beautiful happiness that those great scholars or mystics are talking about.
This is really beautiful.
Because al-majaz qantarat al-haqiqa, that is, what we see in the world in reality might have its root in the divine world, but there is much more stronger.
Yeah,
so what this happiness, that permanent happiness that we have been ordered and recommended to focus and to work for them, actually they even come from the real happinesses, that the real signs and occasions of happiness. For example, through the beauty of the sea that we look at. So it can give us a sense of calmity, a sense of tranquility and calmness.
Peace.
And then it strengthens this happiness inside us towards inner peace.
Thank you, dear listeners, for listening to us. I actually wish it was useful for you. I bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Standing here alone on a land so far from home, a place where angels cry while innocent children die. Hussein said goodbye, praying some of them survive the torture and the heat. They can't bear to watch him leave. They cry out, Hussein. This is Karbala. Oh, Zainab left her heart. She left her brothers in the dust. But there's much more pain to come. This is the road to Shire. Hussein, she won't make the journey home. She cries, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein.